when the sun sets for the last time.
Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsall.
And I'm co-host Michael McCallum.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking to Professor J. Harper Philbin from Grand Valley State, who's been with the university for over 20 years. Is that in the film department? What department is that?
Yes, that's the film department.
Yeah. We've talked to so many people from that department.
It's a great film program. I mean, I know it sounds like, of course, I'm going to say that, but in the state of Michigan, Grand Valley State is one of the best film programs going. And that's probably why I've been there for 20 years, which is scary to even say. But
he's true. Crying now. There's Kleenex on the table, thank God.
I remember the first 10, and then I woke up and the second 10 had passed, so I'm not sure.
Wow. This is the next time you're up for an evaluation, they're going to play that sound bite right there. It's like, Mr. Philbin, could we talk about the passing out through the last 10 years? And what I can say as an actor and a filmmaker myself, being a part of that program, acting in, you know, auditioning for and acting in three projects there that Harper Philbin, you know, greatly directed. It was Message Sent, Lucky J Seasons 1 and 2. Mm. And having worked with a lot of student crews, a lot of those students I've ended up meeting, and then they've cast me in other short films that they've done.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Got to get out there.
Yeah.
Actors, yes. Actors, listen, you get work by doing work.
There we go.
That's the catch-22. But, you know, and it's not to knock other programs, but I've acted with and worked with a lot of student filmmakers. And I can say the GVSU students are head and shoulders above a lot of those other programs that I've had an opportunity to work with. And I think a lot of that, a majority of that comes from the faculty. They can only kind of figure things out stumbling in the dark so much. They need faculty to kind of show them the way.
Yeah.
And Harper and Joseph McCarger, and there's other faculty there that are just the top of their game.
That's fantastic. Well said. I love that because, you know, in fact, Harper, you entered into the academic world just around the time independent filmmaking was launching.
Yeah.
So that was a great time to be there, right?
Absolutely. You know, even in Michigan, there was, I think, the Ann Arbor Film Festival, maybe the East Lansing Film Festival, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, now there's film festivals in every corner of the state. I mean, there used to be maybe a couple dozen big festivals like Sundance and, you know, Cannes, but now there's 3,000 film festivals worldwide. So the whole interest in film, explosion of film, I think digital technology has allowed a lot of people that used to not have access to be able to make films because they didn't have the money, they didn't have the camera, they didn't have the editing equipment. They can do it with their digital cameras. They get great images. They can edit it on their computers. And if they have a talent for it or good stories and good actors, it gets out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's blown up and almost to the point where it's oversaturated. I mean, there's so much content out there with not that many places to go. You know, Sundance gets something like 5,000 entries.
It was over 10,000 last year.
It was over 10. I'm actually going to head it there in a couple of weeks just to get stuff up and running for some things we're going to talk about later. But anyway, one of the things
you just like to tease, man. Come on,
that's what everybody says. But I can't give divulge.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah. You know how Hollywood works. You know,
the gold's buried in the
exactly. Lucky J kind of works that way too. Every episode keeps you wanting to turn that page, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which is an interesting way to write. I mean, I think TV writes that way. They kind of leave you on, oh, now we're going to commercial.
Hook,
You know, but so it was fun to figure out where exactly to get out of an episode and how much to tell and how much to leave people. I got to see the next one. Where is this going?
Well, one of the things that we've not really got into too much, Michael, is your role as Lucky J.
Yes, Mr. J. Calder.
Mr. J. Calder. Talk about Professor J. Calder.
I think Jay's somebody that you know, he's got a side project he wants to write. He has a novel he's working on that's kind of through the administration, kind of helping get his tenureship. And he's also got a lot of interests of his own that he would like to do. And I think sometimes what season two does really well is he has the opportunity to finally write that novel. And I think a lot of us, the excuses become the reality. So you don't work on said project because of time and family and this and that. Well, now there's no excuses. Now it's just you and a big wall called writer's block. And I think transitioning from season one to two, there's still, you know, he's a real person. There's family issues. There's love interest issues. And I think he's a fully realized character that Harper had on the page. And then as an actor, all you try to do is when you have a character that is that rich, you just don't want to, you know, F it up. Yeah. You just want to do your best to be true to that, bring your own thing to the table of that character. But, you know, like I said, we've worked on three projects together, hopefully many more down the road. He's one of a handful of directors missing a finger or two that I've really liked.
Holy cow, working, I never noticed that.
Working with, you know, I couldn't even say a handful because, you know, I've worked with a lot of directors, but he's one of few that I would love to continue working with constantly, so.
Well, we are delighted that you're here with us. We have another segment with J. Harper Philbin. Stick around. More Showbiz Weekly right after this.
Just as you were, first you'll be.